broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk. 8:15.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't get it.
Never shut up. Black. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Markets. I am Bob Stogler, along with my sidekick,
Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing good, buddy. And we got
the main coach back of our girls program.
He's been up here second most other than Digger.
Digger's number one. Patchy's number two.
Brent three.
Yep, Brent three.
Yeah. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Bubba.
How are you?
Hi, Fee.
How's it going, Bob?
Good.
How fired up are you right now?
Getting fired up, though.
Ready to go.
I am, too. I'm excited.
I'm ready to go.
It is going to be a fun old weekend, and we started out tomorrow. We're going to travel to Crestview and a team coach that I think that they're pretty young, but I think that they're thinking it could be pretty good.
Pretty decent.
Before the season's out.
Yeah, they played Ottawaville, who was at state last year, and they had them on Saturday to about 4 or 5 point game with about 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So, if they can play with Ottawaville, then obviously they can play with anybody. So, dangerous team, and they already got a game under their belt, and so for us, we'll have to go up there and kind of control our first game jitters a little bit, and hopefully, we can kind of play the emotion out at the beginning, and then hopefully be there in the end. So,
how's talk a little bit about your scrimmages, coach, and how they went. You have four of them.
Yeah. First one was Kettering Alder and Fort Laramie, and that was a good scrimmage.
Played good really well.
Yeah, Alder's down a little bit, but it's hard to stay at where they were at. I mean, they had 3 years of state championships. That senior class that graduated won the most games ever in boys or girls basketball history. And so it's kind of hard to kind of keep that pace I guess wins up. But they were still, it was still a good scrimmage for us. Laramie's going to be really good. They're a little young as well. And so, to go there in our first scrimmage, I thought it was a great competition. And like I say, I was happy with that, for us. Then we traveled to Kenton, had Kenton in North Baltimore. Kenton is very scrappy, a lot of press a lot, and also play a lot of 2-3 zone. So we kind of picked that one out just because we thought we would get to have a chance to work on a lot of zone stuff. And so, that was a good scrimmage from that standpoint. And then we had Kaleida in Arlington, and we picked that one up last year. And so we've kind of been rotating between the three of us, and that's a pretty good scrimmage because both those teams are pretty good.
Yeah.
Arlington has been in the regionals the last couple of years and returned a lot of those core kids. And so that was a great scrimmage. Those teams were probably, besides Laramie on our schedule, it was very similar to a lot of the MAC teams we're going to see. And so that was a nice kind of preparation from that standpoint. And then we finished off with Anna and Sydney at home. So,
man, it's amazing how fast it goes. We're here.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's
ready to go.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing. Coach, you talk about your scrimmages so far and who's led you. And I know you got a lot of seniors and you got some scores back. And talk a little bit about your seniors that you expect to be your leaders.
Well, our three seniors are...
Hang on, we got a caller.
Caller.
Hey, who we got there?
This is Caleb Martin.
Caleb Marty. What do you know, buddy?
Same old. How you guys doing?
We're doing good,
buddy. Good.
Hey, first of all, we want to congratulate you guys, and you got a big game Saturday. What do you think?
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a huge one. We already played them once this year, but I think it still should be a pretty darn good game.
What did you do the first time you played?
We were beating them pretty bad early in the first quarter. I think it ended up being we won by 3 or 4 touchdowns.
Perfect.
So they weren't at their best. They had a couple guys injured, and they were coming off a short week. I think that was like four days after their previous game, so I think they were a little tired for that one. So they'll come out playing pretty good. So we should be ready.
Yeah, you guys go to Detroit, right? Is that where the MAC conference tournament's at?
Correct. right. We go to Ford Field, their Lions Stadium.
Nice. How sweet is that? When the game is Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday at noon.
Saturday at noon. ESPN will be there, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely.
So do you get to be on the sidelines for that?
Yeah, I'll be on the side. I don't get to travel or anything, but I'll still get to be on the sideline and everything with a headset. So hopefully that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome. That'd be fun.
You, the season has went about as predicted. You guys were expected to be really good this year, and your quarterback is some kind of player.
Yeah, he's really special. He'll definitely get drafted between third or fifth round in that area. But yeah, he's been incredible. Our wide receiver, he's actually really had a standout year, breakout year after our star, he broke his ankle against Eastern Michigan. Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, our one receiver, he's really stepped up, and he's a redshirt sophomore, and they think that there's a chance that he could be interested in having a high enough draft stock to leave early. So that'd be kind of neat to see guys like that succeed and get drafted early out of this level.
Hey, Caleb, as your season went on here and you've just sat back and worked out and watched and learned, talk a little bit about what you've seen and how you've improved yourself mentally to get ready for that next step.
Really, just the main thing I've just been really trying to focus on this season as a redshirt, obviously, is just trying to learn the offense. And really the biggest thing, the biggest change I've had to make is like how to pick up on like different reads. Because in high school, really, like I could get away with using my arm strength to just make throws and not really have to worry about where the defense was, like pre-snap or anything like that. But really all they've been having me focus on is like what to see pre-snap and whenever I walk up to the line of scrimmage and what to see like with each play and everything. It's just a whole different level mentally, and like just with knowing everything and how much knowledge I've had to obtain this season so far, it's been pretty incredible, actually.
You know, we follow you, and your Snapchat's classics and the whole thing. You know, we've always been a huge fan of you, and this last week we had a couple kids that you basically played with for 2 years, and both division, and both of them made all state, and talk a little bit about how you feel about that and how damn proud you got to be.
I can't tell you how proud I am of guys, of Will and Big Stock over there. But I'm really proud of all the guys and how well they did this year. And considering the circumstances, I mean, they lost a pretty decent class with us last year, and coming in, they weren't really predicted to do anything. And I thought they played really well, and having guys like Clay thrown in there and Will really taking that leadership role. And I thought I was very, very impressed and very proud of them this season for everything. I mean, they beat Minster. I mean, that's a pretty good stamp on those seniors and everything. Yeah. So yeah, that's huge. And I was just incredibly proud just to be able to come back and watch those guys and watch them do what they did. And can't wait to see what they're going to be doing next year.
We're sitting up here with Mr. Feely, and Coach Patch is sitting here, and Coach is he's always been a big fan of yours as well, and he's getting ready to start tomorrow, and the girls' program, and we're pretty excited about the girls' basketball program.
Absolutely. All kinds of Fort Recovery stuff starting soon, and I can't wait to get back home and catch a couple basketball games, girls and boys. I do have a pretty decent cousin on the girls' basketball team, I think I can remember. And I can't wait to get back and watch her play and watch my brother play some basketball and coming up on the JV level and just watching his process start all over. It's where I started.
Yeah, that's right. Man, when I watch him play, I think, Jesus, is that little Marty out there or what?
He's gonna be a heck of a lot better than I ever was, I tell you that.
Well, he's got some pretty big
shoes to fill.
Hey, let's go circumstances here for Saturday. If we win Toledo, where are we going?
I don't know for sure, but I think we're projected to go. If we win, we'll go to either Mobile to play in the Dollar General Bowl, which used to be the GoDaddy Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll go down there on December 23rd. That's when that game is. Or if we get enough money thrown at us, we could go to Dallas and play in Dallas at I think it's the Frisco Bowl, and that's like an at-large bid. So we could be playing like either like UCLA or LSU or someone like that. Whoever
How
we
awesome
get,
is that?
whoever whoever we get the most, whoever throws the most money and stuff our way, gear and everything. That's all. Yeah. That all plays a factor into everything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, ain't it? So you're going to be able to go to the bowl game, correct?
Yeah, everybody on the roster gets to travel down for the bowl game.
Well, man, we're rooting for you Saturday,
yes,
buddy.
And get a big win here.
And that's right. Give them hell. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy. And so do you guys go up on Friday?
Most of the team will go up on Friday, but some of us red shirts, we get to go up early Saturday morning and just be with the team and do all that stuff and do all the pregame activities and everything.
I talked to your dad this morning. We was up at Shell Station, and I think the whole crew's making the trip up there, ain't they?
I think as of right now, Regan and Cassie can't because Regan has a game Saturday night, Cassie has a big swim meet on Saturday. So I don't think those two are going to go, but mom and dad's coming up for sure. And then I think my aunt and uncle are coming up too. So that'd be pretty cool to have them up
that'd
there.
That'd be awesome.
Make sure they take you out to eat, wine and dine.
Yes, sir.
They do every time. They do. I make them come.
That's
take
the best,
out to eat every
that's
time.
That's got
to
be the best
up.
Part.
That's exactly right.
free food.
Yeah. Hey, good luck to you,
good
my
luck,
friend.
Marty.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
All right, bud. Talk to you later.
See you
Caleb
later.
Martin.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Led us to our state title 2 years ago.
Yep.
Yesterday, we won.
State championship.
No, we won the game to go to state.
To go to state.
Yeah. It was on my Facebook timeline.
Oh, yeah?
Really? Yeah. 2 years ago today or yesterday.
Game. That was the one in the freezing rain.
Yeah.
Man, that was nasty.
That's miserable.
Although, I was sitting with Bob Leverett, who was smart enough to have a tent.
Yeah.
And so, we were pretty comfortable underneath the tent.
He's smart. But we had something over us, but it just kept falling.
Just running on us. Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was bad.
But it was awesome. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba Fee, Coach Patch, right after this.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Train. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Train dealer. Train can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Train high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Train. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger on Friday. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by a large salad bar, choice a potato and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
We have lots of sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. In addition to the start of the boys and girls basketball seasons, we'll be broadcasting OHSAA Radio's coverage of the state final football games from Canton. We'll broadcast all or part of every championship game, only interrupted by our Indians basketball broadcasts, and all the football games will be available in their entirety in our archives. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you every JV and varsity game for both the boys and girls, and here's what's coming up this week. Thursday, the girls start their season by traveling to Convoy to take on the Crestview Knights. Reese Rogers and Steve Stone will bring you the action live with the JV game starting at 6. Then on Friday, the boys begin their season by hosting the St. Mary's Rough Riders with Fort Recovery Radio's JV coverage starting at 6. Then we'll simulcast the varsity game with WPGW. Then on Saturday, the girls will host Wapakoneta with a JV broadcast starting at noon, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will also bring you the varsity action. On Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Greenville to take on the Green Wave with the JV broadcast starting at 6, followed by Reese Rogers and Jeff Vaughn broadcasting the varsity action live on Fort Recovery Radio. Lots of sports on Fort Recovery Radio this weekend. Girls basketball at Crestview on Thursday and at home on Saturday at noon against Wapakoneta. Boys basketball Friday hosting St. Mary's and Saturday evening at Greenville. And in between all the Fort Recovery sports, we'll be broadcasting as many of the OHSAA's official broadcasts of the football championship games as we possibly can. Sports, sports, and more sports right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians, and this weekend, the home of OHSAA football.
This is my favorite Christmas song. Chuck loves this song.
He does love this song.
Just start giggling here like a 3-year-old.
I
You gotta get your wife some.
It'll be decorations
of your red. You done anything yet?
Me? Went last Sunday.
Did you really?
Yep. Didn't do nothing.
Did you?
Nope. You bought me some shoes.
That a baby.
What'd you get?
Run faster.
What'd you get me, Fee? Same thing as last year?
It's a big surprise. Nope. I'm going double last year.
Are you serious?
Oh, man. That's
Vegas
awesome.
Is big. You had a good year this year.
Big year.
We're back here, Coach Patch. Coach, we open up tomorrow night with Crestview, and talk a little bit about the difference that you've seen from last year, this year, and things that you've been pleasantly surprised about and some concerns you got.
That's a good question, Bob.
Bob's deep.
That might be one of your best questions you've ever asked me.
Jeez. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I'm pretty stupid, but...
Difference from this year, last year. Well, last year, you know, we had a group of kids that returned for us with Whitney and Joss and Audra seniors and Carly, Grace, and Kai. That we had six kids that had returned that had played minutes for us, and so it was kind of easier from the standpoint of, you know, it was our third year into it, and so the kids knew what to expect. You returned a group of kids that had played a lot. And so I think it was kind of easier. I mean, not that we just rolled the ball out and let them play, but it was kind of like that a little bit, just because the kids knew our expectations. They knew how to, you know, the standards of what we had set for them. And, you know, we knew the kids knew how to play a little bit. And so we kind of gave them that freedom a little bit to go just play. And, you know, this year with really having three seniors back and the rest being kind of sophomores and freshmen, that you know, we've kind of had to structure things a little bit more, and you know, our sophomores played for us last year some with varsity minutes, but from the standpoint of being leaders, you know, they're really not. So, you know, we have to do a lot of kind of teaching from that standpoint as far as practice goes of, you know, this is kind of our expectations, this is our standard, this is how we do stuff, this is our culture. And so you know, that's probably one of the biggest differences from this year to last year was, you know, that was kind of already in place. And so a majority of our kids, six of our 14 kids, are freshmen. And so, you know, we kind of have to show them that this is how we do things this year. And so we've kind of spent more time, you know, trying to do that. So that's probably been one of the biggest differences.
When you go out there tomorrow night, your JV team, will they play four quarters?
Yep.
And you dress how many kids for your JV?
We have seven.
Seven. Yep. And then all the kids going to dress varsity?
Yep.
Perfect.
So tomorrow night, starting lineup for Crestview, varsity.
For us or for them?
For us.
For us. We'll have our three seniors start with Kai and Grace and Carly, and then we'll have sophomores Val and Liv.
So we're going to be big.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Big as we can go, I guess.
Yeah. So then... the college girl off the bench, and
Brooke and Kira will come in off the bench, and
Kira,
yeah.
So will you limit, like, will she play any JV?
She's gonna play one quarter,
okay.
Just because one, you get five a night, and we're gonna maximize
her
quarters,
right? Absolutely,
we're gonna maximize her quarters as most we can for her, so she can get the most out of it, and have the best opportunity for herself to learn, and then she'll play four for us.
So it's something like that. Do you guys, like you and Vonnie? I'm sure you do, but. Do you say player the first quarter, get it, or do you player the one? What do you do on something like that?
We were texting each other the whole night tonight.
Actually. Trying to figure out when to
go. Where are we going to put her in?
You know, we kind of talked a little bit about it throughout, but, I mean, not in great detail yet. You know, as far as when the player, you know, I kind of have some thoughts on that a little bit. You know, either I think, one, you start in the first quarter since she's warmed up already, and, you know, I think it's going to be tough on her to have her set the first quarter. And then not play at all, and all of a sudden go out there and play just one quarter for her in the second quarter. So,
see, I would never look at it that way. So that's why you get paid the big bucks.
Oh, yeah. Big bucks.
You're putting her in the fourth quarter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Win
the
game.
Or the other part of it is, you know, to go out there and don't play the first half and have her play the third quarter when she has a chance to go out there and kind of warm back up again a little bit. So
watch a little bit.
Right. And so that was kind of, I guess, my thought was either play the first or play the third quarter. And then when that's over, then when we go in the locker room, then to start of the fourth and have her be in there. So that since she's playing four for us, you know, make sure she's in there to hear all the stuff we talk about and kind of the final thing of the talk. And so, you know, I want her in there for that, since she's going to be playing, you know, big minutes for us too. So
you, me and Fee's been on that bench with you since you first came here, and do you see yourself softening as a head coach, or do you see? I mean, because I
you asked me this last time.
Yeah, right? And I just I think you have.
Think he's soft or not?
I think he's a big teddy,
he's
bear.
Teddy bear now. He's gonna be a tiger, now he's teddy bear.
I mean, you got you and Vonnie. You and Vonnie.
Don't say Vonnie's soft enough.
No. But you, I mean, Vonnie and you both have your daughters playing. And that'll be a neat thing for you guys if you let it be neat things. And I think you both will, because I know them guys. They're going to love it, and they're going to want to kill them sometimes.
Yep.
But your wives will kill you guys. So, I mean, you're going to have some great fights with your wives.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think so, to be honest. When we get in the van,
game over.
Yeah, I mean, Liv and I have kind of just, I just told her that's kind of our agreement. Of course, she's okay with it. You know, but I just told her, I said, when we get in the van, it's, you know, we're not talking basketball anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and last year was the same way. This year's been the same way. As soon as we get in the van, it's you know, we're back to dad and daughter. We're not coach and player anymore. And I mean, we're not talking anything at home. I'm not instructing her at all. I mean, matter of fact, I mean, I don't ever remember having a conversation about basketball hardly at all at home. I mean, when we get home, you know, mom will ask her, hey, how's practice or whatever, or things like that. But, you know, as far as me talking to her, we don't talk at all. I mean, right now, it's, as soon as we get home, Stella's already like, hey, dad, let's go shoot. And so her and I have been going outside and shooting and stuff and working on some things. And so, you know, she's already, you know, kind of doing that stuff. So, you know, I haven't really been, you know, I guess don't talk to her about that. And she's already, Liv's already concentrating on homework as soon as we, you know, the second we get in the vehicle. So she don't care about basketball at that point anyway. And so, you know, I think we'll be fine. And, you know, we have a pretty good family relationship. We talk a lot of things out with stuff. And, you know, it's just, you know, I don't think we'll have fights at all. I think it's going to be fun. And, you know, I guess I've always felt, no matter who the kid is, if you know, if the kid deserves to play, then whoever it is, they're going to play. And if they don't, then they're not going to play. And, you know, it's not, she's not playing because she's my kid. And she's not, you know, if she's good enough to play, I'm not going to not play her because she's my kid either. It's, you know, I'm looking at it as who's going to help us win. And, and you know, whoever's going to help us win and does what we ask them to do, those are going to be the kids that get the minutes and get a play. So, you know, she's smart enough to know if she's not getting the job done, then she's going to sit and watch. So,
how's your Christmas lights look this year?
How's my what?
Christmas lights look.
This is the best we've had. Why you, Andy?
We drove around Saturday night looking at them. Donnie Wendell wins the neighborhood.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I told Annie, we've been watching Christmas movies forever.
Absolutely.
I mean, Home Alone 1 and 2, we're sitting there the other day at El Camino, and Emma, who's 5, looks over at Daniel, and she goes, easy on the Pepsi, Fuller. I mean, just, you know, just repeating stuff from Home Alone and just things like that. And we were watching Elf, actually, right before I came up, and, you know, the kids just love Christmas, you know, I looked at Annie the other day, and I start texting her. I'm like, we sucked the last couple of years. We didn't put up any Christmas stuff hardly outside at all. You know, I just started pulling some liners out on her from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll go to Walmart and get some stuff. So we put some stuff up. I think she spent like $300 on Christmas.
Yeah, now we're talking.
I like it. And then the two little girls and her and I spent out then one day of putting all the lights and stuff up outside.
So. What about Doggy? Is he protesting this year or what?
I don't know. But you know what? My kids absolutely loved his stuff he had. With the playing of this recovery song.
The reason I asked that is last night, Will couldn't go to sleep. Sam couldn't get him calmed down. He's got that hand and mouth.
Yeah.
And he was miserable. So at 11 o'clock, she loaded him up. 10:30, 11 o'clock. Drive around, put him to sleep. So they come in and look Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
First place he went was Doggies. And she goes, we waited there because it ran every 7 minutes or something. Nothing. Doggy. You're killing him.
Doggy. Got to turn her on.
I mean, what's he need? We'll help him.
Yeah.
But it's Doggy's got a... Huh?
Tough times.
It was impressive.
I loved it.
It was impressive.
We drove by a couple times just to listen to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really neat.
So,
I mean, and it's neat to see the neighborhood like that.
I love it.
Up. And that's where I told Annie. I said, we can't be Scrooges. I said, we actually got to go out and decorate this year.
So. How about Feelies? What you got?
Nothing.
You guys got to check out... Jody did good this year.
Did she?
Oh,
I see she got the tree up again.
And she's got the whole... Trees on the whole outside.
Yes.
She's into it. Proud of her.
I need to do that big... Evergreen I got out front.
Oh, you have the perfect tree.
I do got a perfect tree, dude.
Yeah, you have the Santa tree already.
It could be gigantic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get her going. You want me up here or not?
I said something to Calvi about getting me a bucket truck. Get me up there and get him.
Hey. Get on Patch's shoulders.
Or get on Patch's shoulder.
Be like Boos and just have the Hastings Auto people come down and do it.
Come in and do it for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
There's what we got to do.
On the payroll.
Boys, yeah. Let's go put some lights up. We can tune up his car, and then we're going to go put lights up.
You, I seen St. Henry beat Walpock the other night, and that surprised me.
Yeah, we were there to watch.
Did Walpock's best player not play?
Yeah, she's out, I think, for 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Back injury.
Back injury?
Yeah, the 6'2 girl inside.
Yeah, because I thought last year, I looked at the box score, and I was trying to think what her name was.
Sarah Pottis, I think. Was her first name was Sarah.
Is that what it was?
Yes. And then they lost three starters off their team, too. One was
the
Fisher girl that I think she had 19 on us. She was, I think, 5 for 8 or something like that from three-point line. I mean, they still have a couple good kids. Their one best player, the Jacobs girl, was 5 of 22. And their other lefty shooter, the Engel girl, I think had missed like 8 or 9 threes. So, you know, when those two struggle shooting, they're going to struggle to score.
Yeah.
And so, you know, their first game, they kind of struggled shooting a little bit. And
I seen the Seifrin girl from center at 18 points, 14 rebounds.
She was, I think, 10 of 11 from the foul line. So
she's a little crapper, too.
She's not
real. Is that name Mikey's, is it?
No. Mikey's, I don't even think he's related to Mikey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a difference. There was two Seifrin girls on the line. But this girl, she's pretty good.
Yeah.
St. Henry's
must
pretty
be.
Good.
Yeah, it was I guess, going there, it was not, I guess, what we expected. I mean, you think of Walpock and think of them being really good.
Yeah.
Seeing, I actually was talking with Rosie, before the game, and I know he said the girls were really worried about the Pottis girl, and then with her being out, that obviously helped a little bit. When you take a 6'2 senior out who's, you know, been a 3-year starter, and you take her out, that hurt him a little bit. But they're young as well, and Rusty does a great job. He plays a lot of young kids, and so, you know, I know he has an 8th grade class coming up, his daughter's in, and a 7th grade class that's really good. So
Yeah, that'll be. I seen our junior high got started yesterday. 8th grade lost a tough one.
Yep, close one.
38-34, 38-32, and then the 7th grader got beat by about 15 or something.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how them girls get along. They'll get better.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we always look at it. I guess I always look at it as the junior high standpoint is, you know, I could care less how many games they win. It's,
fundamentals.
Yeah, it's just learning the game and learning, you know, how to play, and, you know, that's the most important part. You know, at that standpoint, winning junior high games is not winning your sectionals. You know, it's development of the kids and trying to get them to understand how to play and work on some things they're not good at, and, you know, learn our system. And the most part is just get more skilled.
Absolutely. Calpe Mayor just sent a text out and says the community Christmas light contest is December 22nd.
Yes.
$75 to the winner.
Mayor's Christmas light contest.
And we think last year it was Harry or Larry Hart won it last year.
I think so. That sounds right.
And then pays the top three, and Jody right now is in fourth.
Jody's in fourth.
So he's already checking the mayor.
He's checking her out.
Mayor, he don't mess around.
He don't miss none.
Fort Recovery got their lights up.
Yep. Yeah. And the mayor always texts us when they have the winners determined, and we put that on right away.
We went to, so we was driving around like Christmas lights Saturday night. So we decided we got to drive by Hastings because Kim put the lights up in the window. Yeah, they're laying on the ground.
They might do good about getting there tying in too good.
Oh, my God. She even said beforehand, I'm worried about that right
now. I think they're going to fall off. Yeah, they fell off.
Yeah, then she put them back up. So we leave, go look at more lights, come back,
laying on the ground again.
That girl, what are we going to do with her?
I don't know.
We could kill her.
She's not very good at lights.
She bad light girl?
A bad light girl.
She is.
She's a good decorator.
I hear your You getting some work done in your house coming up?
Yep.
Yep.
What are you doing?
We're going to cut that wall down finally.
Are you going to take her out?
We just cut it down halfway and put a bar top on it.
Perfect.
So between the living room and kitchen?
Yeah, make that room one big room.
Good. Spend some of that money.
Yeah, plus she wants some.
Well, he's taking stuff off.
Cabinets and stuff like that.
That'll open her up. That looks nice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Absolutely. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk Bubba Fee. We're going to get our predictions from Coach Patch. I'm fired up. Let's go, Reese. Let's go.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles and is priced at only $20,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. This year, Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting all of the OHSAA's broadcasts of state championship football games from Canton. Some of the games will be interrupted by our Indians girls and boys basketball games, but all seven games will be in our archives in their entirety. Thursday night after the girls basketball opener, we'll join the Division II game in progress between 13-1 Akron Archbishop Hoban and 13-1 Cincinnati Winton Woods. On Friday, we'll broadcast the Division VII championship game at 10 a.m. with the 10-4 Minster Wildcats taking on the 12-1 Cuyahoga Heights Redskins. At 3 o'clock, we'll broadcast the Division V championship game between two undefeated teams, Wheelersburg and Pemberville Eastwood. On Friday night, after the boys' game with St. Mary's, we'll join the Division I championship game in progress featuring two 13-1 teams, Pickering Central and Mentor. On Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., we'll broadcast as much of the Division VI Marion Local versus Kirtland game as we can before we begin our girls' JV basketball coverage at noon. Then on Saturday afternoon at 3, we'll broadcast the Division IV championship game with 13-1 Clinton Massey taking on 14-0 Steubenville. Then on Saturday night, we'll join the Division III game in progress after our boys' basketball game at Greenville featuring 14-0 Trotwood Madison and 13-1 Dresden Tri-Valley. Listen live to all of the state championship football games with the OHSAA's official broadcasts right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of OHSAA championship football.
Hey, we're back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, Mr. Feely, Mr. Patch.
Bobby.
It's Coach that time, Patch. Big guy. It is that time of the season.
It's time.
What time's bus leave tomorrow?
4:15.
Who's driving?
Larry.
Larry's back?
He's back.
He's back.
Can't keep a good man down.
Can't keep a good man down.
He's got all of our games.
Really?
Bus driving bandit.
Yep.
You gotta love
that was
it.
A big pickup, by the way.
That was good, wasn't it?
That's a good job.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we got 6 o'clock tip off. It's going to be right here on Fort Recovery Radio, right?
Fort Recovery Radio?
Yes, absolutely. JV, Reese what? Rogers.
Reese JV. Rogers and who?
JV, probably Chase going to be there. I can sit there and say, hey, that was a great play.
You two morons?
Yeah.
Varsity will be?
Steve Stone and Reese.
Perfect.
Bring them on.
Yeah, them guys, that'd be perfect.
Yep. Yep, and as most people know, we do every JV game with boys and girls. So everybody knows that's going on. Reese will be doing all, if not most of it. So of the JV and the varsity will be simulcasting anything that WPGW does because they're a good homer for us.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah, they're pretty good friends of ours. They take care of us pretty well. So.
All right, Patchy. So I got to get 50 points out of your varsity team.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get...
By the way, this is Bubba's got a pen and paper here scratching this
That's
out.
That's right. So I got to get 13 points a game from Carly Stone.
13 a game.
Is that realistic?
Very realistic.
That's realistic. Very realistic.
Huh? If she shoots.
Very realistic.
All right. I got to get 13 from Gracie.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Should happen.
You like that?
I like that.
Thanks so much.
Okay. So, Kaya... Who's got a hitter open looks, make a couple steals. I want to get some garbage points out of her.
Yep.
I want 7 points a game out of Kaya.
Oh, yeah. She'll get you that.
You in on that?
I like it.
All right. Val, okay. She's going to be the loose cannon here, okay? All right. She's going to have some games of 2 points, and she's going to have games of 14.
I agree.
So I'm going to give Val 8 points.
Eight a game.
Okay.
She can reach that.
Yeah. All right. Now, according to my calculations, that is about 41 points. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're going to get 9 points off that bench.
We got to get Liv's got to give us four a game.
She can
Would you
do
take
that.
Four? I'm going to go 4 points, four boards for Liv a game. She can get that garbage.
Okay. Should be able to.
That's 45. Okay. So I need 5 points from my bench.
Kyle will get you 3.
Huh?
Kira will get you 3.
How about Colin?
Brooke
will get you a couple buckets. You're in.
If we score 50 points a game, we go 17-5. Brian Patch, that's what I'm calling right now.
Okay.
All right. Now, defensively, we're going to be good defensively.
Yep.
Right?
I would hope so.
Should be pretty good.
I mean, we're going to be good, but we can't get in foul trouble. Carly Stone, you listen?
Carly Stone. Don't reach.
We can't reach. I'm going to write that down. Carly?
Don't reach.
No reaching.
Tomorrow, make sure you tell her that, too, if you would.
And Kaya.
Kaya can't reach you.
They got to be on the floor. So, yep. Kaya, how am I doing coaching so far?
So far,
we're... Can't reach.
You're dealing.
Can't reach. But it's hard for them girls not to reach because they're ball hawks. They're like me when I play.
They are. Yeah.
Cat quick. I mean, I use my hand. I mean, I was pretty good.
The thing about them is they'll get you some points by being aggressive.
Oh, they got to.
We like them being aggressive.
Yeah.
They got to be able to know when they get 3 fouls, okay, I can't be quite as aggressive anymore. I got to back her down till the fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go. Then you can crank her back up again.
But 50 points is about right. Would you take 50 a game?
I'd probably like a little more than that, but
50 will win you a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, it will.
Because our defense is going to be good. We're going to give up about 42. Okay.
That's a little on the high side for me.
Huh?
That's a little on the high side for me.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to win every game by 30?
No, I'm 50's thinking
a little,
we have a 10-point 42 span.
A little high.
We've probably averaged 15 to 20 points a win almost.
Yeah, but our schedule's tougher this year.
Get a tough schedule.
Expectations,
Bob. Let me look at her schedule.
Sky high. Let's go through these. How we do?
Yeah, we got to go through this because this is what people want to. This is why right now viewership's going up.
Yep. We're only going to give up 35.
Okay,
you know we've led the MAC like the last 3 or 4 years in defense.
I know. Okay, Crestview away tomorrow. Our home opener. They got a game in. They're pretty good.
They are. They can score.
We're going to give this game
thumbs up.
I've got to go W.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Thumbs
giving
up.
Giving us a W. Walpock.
Thumbs up.
W. Knoxville away.
That'll be a toughie.
How good is New Knoxville this year? I know they've been up and down for the last few years, but...
Last year was a war. Are they decent? We won.
We played horrible last year.
We played bad.
Yeah, we did play really bad against them.
But they lost Sherry Girl's gone, right?
Yeah,
she's gone.
Yeah, that's
gone.
A big W. It's a 20-point win for the Indians.
Then that's not... You're
we
not,
had to talk.
You're not just going to Knoxville and winning by 20. Don't make it.
Oh,
ugly.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right there.
If you beat Knoxville by 5 or 7, that's a big win.
That'd
just
be
because they keep it... I mean, he'll run a flex offense, and I mean, he'll stall, and he'll do everything he has to.
Jay County away. Krieg always outcoach you.
He's not even there, so that's...
The same guy.
Comer.
He's got your number.
You know, we beat him the last couple years.
So. They're not bad, though.
Yeah, they are.
They're not bad.
This will be, that'd be a good one there.
That's over there, too.
Well, if you look at that schedule, you don't see too many bad teams on there. You can just pencil us in as W's. I mean, you are now, but...
Right.
But, I mean, there's not many that you can just look at.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to give us a loss.
To Jay County?
Yep. Jay County.
Ooh.
All right. Delva St. John's away. What do they got this year? Shorty's daughter's back.
No, she's gone.
She gone?
Win.
W. Okay, so we're 4-1. And then we got our Cam at home.
W.
We don't want to talk about that. That was the worst game we played all year. We're ending that one.
Had to walk him. Talk him off the ledge.
That was about suicide.
Talk about the ledge. Him and Bonnie. Come here. No.
So we're done. We're going to Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Hey, 5-1.
5-1 at Christmas break. You take him 5-1 at Christmas break.
Am I taking it?
Would you take 5-1 at Christmas break?
Nope.
I would like to be 6-0 at that
point. Well, no kidding, but we'll take 5-1. All right, then we go with St. Mary's at home. We got a bunch of home games. We ain't losing at home.
Nope.
Win, St. Henry. St. Mary's win, St. Henry win. Van Wert ain't never beating us. I don't know anything about Jackson Center, but we got them at home.
Jackson Center's always got a good girl.
They went to state.
Yep.
We played them this summer and got them. But, you know, that's the summer. So
but it's home. So
it's at home?
That'll be a homer job.
Gotta give it to us. Homer.
All right. So far now we're 10-1. No, 9-1.
9-1.
And then we got to go Bremen away.
This is our tough stretch.
Yeah. Oop. Bremen, I'm going to go to loss. Jonesy's going to make a buzzer beater. South Adams away.
Ooh.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They had a big girl.
Yep. We held her scoreless last year.
We always play good up there.
Last time we played up there, that was another.
We're going to go to loss.
We talked you off the ledge on that.
Yeah, that was a bad
one. I think that's a bad one.
Yeah, we're going to loss. Versailles at home.
This is loss. A win. This is a tough one.
Huh?
This will be a tough
one. Yeah, I got a loss on that one. Marion Local away. What's Flyers got? That'd be big, but
they have a big girl, the Evers girl, and they lost I think 3 or 4 seniors that play.
Is the McElhinney girl gone from Versailles?
No, she's back. I'm giving us a victory over Marion. Frank Monroe at home, victory. Parkway, victory. Miss Cinewall, victory. Coldwater be good.
That'll be a good one.
We got them away last year.
That'd be toughy.
Last year they beat us.
I think by like 3.
Yeah, we didn't play very good, but they beat us. I'm giving us a loss. Tri-Village away, they're good. We always play good down there.
We always beat them.
We do always beat them.
We own them.
They beat us last year?
No, we beat them last year, but
they've came in 14-0, and we've killed them.
Well, they're pretty good.
I mean, they're good.
They had the one.
Okay, I'm going to go loss. Salina, win.
Girls that were really
Minster
good.
At home. Boy, Pringer girl. Can we stop her?
She's on the outside now, which helps. But I mean, they're still good. They're loaded.
Yeah, they got a freshman girl had 18 points. 14.
Wolfie.
Yeah,
she's really good.
But we got them at home. I'm getting a victory out of that.
Ooh, big win.
Macomb win. So we're 9-1, 10-11, 12-1, 12-2, 12-3, 12-4, 13-4, 14-4, 15-4, 16-4, 16-5, 16-6. I got a 16-6, bub. You in or out on that?
Out.
We got to be better.
We're going to be better, yeah. Hopefully.
I think we could, too. We got to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's a big key.
It is, because...
Absolutely.
JV team, how you like your JV team? What do you think of all these freshmen?
Well, they play really hard. They get after it. Obviously, I like our future, you know, with them. They have a high basketball IQ. They play really hard. They know the game really well. Very coachable kids, very likable kids.
JV level, playing hard's big.
It is.
It's big.
It is. And
you'll win a lot of your games just by outplaying somebody.
Right.
Do we have any of the girls that may, I know guys do this sometimes, they'll be 5'8" when they're in eighth grade and they'll be 6'4" by the time they're seniors. Do we have anybody like that or anybody that's gonna suddenly be much better, whether taller or something like that? Do we have what I'm saying is, I guess, do we have a lot of unforeseen potential that could pop in there? And the probably answer is yeah, because you don't know what its potential, but
time will tell.
I mean, if you're talking size wise, I mean, that's hard to predict. I mean,
yeah. Except for your daughter. Everybody knew she was going to be.
Well, good chance.
Yeah, good chance. Yeah.
But if you're looking like just the freshman alone, I mean, I don't know how many of those will grow. But, you know, for basketball, you don't have to be big. You just got to be skilled, and that's the part that.
And if they're smart, that really helps. Right.
Macy Day can shoot it.
Yeah. You know, that's the one that I'm sure she's holding.
Who else you got coming from last year?
She grows at some point. But,
yeah.
And if she doesn't, she's still going to be
Macy got hurt early.
Huh?
She got hurt early.
She got hurt
early. She could have had a great year, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like her.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think our JV team will do well. Like I said, they'll play hard and they'll defend, and Jeff will have them playing the right way, and they'll be fun to watch. I mean, they're going to go out there and they're going to give everything they have, and you know, like you said, Harold, when they're in games, they're going to have a chance to be in games just because they do play so hard.
Go after them.
I do like half JV games.
I was just going to ask you that. Have you got already on the schedule? Is there some where you're going to play half?
I think there's one right now that's a half, and there's one that they don't have a JV team. Franklin Monroe, I think, doesn't have a JV team. I think it is. And there's one other game I can't recall that is a
and that might
a half.
Injuries will be a play into that, too. You never know.
Yeah. So
it is kind of amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, Macomb is no JV.
Yeah, that's
That's the last one of the season.
Yep.
We got to go up there.
Yep. For boys and girls.
Macomb.
Road trip.
We're actually, Kurt's trying to work on that to get it changed to where.
Stay overnight in Toledo?
No, but he's trying to get it to either where we do.
Play it the same day.
So, well, it's closer in time, so it can be like a triple header.
Yeah.
And it's either do like the JV boys first, and then the varsity girls, and then the varsity boys, or, you know, work something out like that. To where it's, like you say, all three are playing at the same time, and we can all kind of go up on the same bus and then hopefully kind of be there to help kind of support each other and then order some pizzas in and things like that. Yeah. Just kind of
that'd
a
be neat.
Fun little bond experience with the boys and girls team. So
it's good. I was in Kurt's office the other day. Got my tickets. How nice is that?
Yeah, it's a different change.
Jeez, you been up there?
I've been up there.
What do you mean?
Yeah, when you walk into the school now.
Oh, they got the ticket window there.
Kurt's office is right there.
Yeah, but then his office is nice.
Oh yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. The guys,
he never invites me up.
You're
allowed to go up and
can't get an invitation.
We once an hour we run an invitation to go up and buy your season ticket or your pre-sale ticket.
Mac Bash,
don't need one.
Mac Bash.
Hey, yeah, just go
we
up and visit
him
then.
On.
Yeah, we didn't have him.
Yeah, because we got our ticket stuff.
But you know, one thing that I really like with Kurt is he's always thinking outside of the box with stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill and you guys were talking earlier about, you know, holiday tournaments. And he and I have been trying to sit down and think about different things to, you know, have tournaments like that to draw. We've been, you know, trying to think of trying to get another Ohio team and have like an Indiana-Ohio border war type thing.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, he's been coming up with trying to think of different things to, you know, bring people, you know.
I mean, it's been a million years ago, but remember when we had our holiday tournament? I loved it.
Oh, I did too.
Yep.
I mean, if you're a junkie for basketball,
that's fun. Sit up there and watch games.
Well, JV all day.
It's great because he's trying to think of those things. Plus, it adds more, you know, two more home games to your schedule, and that helps our gates out.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to be creative and trying to think of stuff like that, which obviously giving props for that. And so, you know, hopefully we can pull something off, but you know, it's not just you wanting to do it. You got to get the teams that want to come in and do it too and stuff. So,
Fort Recovery, St. Henry, South Adams, Jay County.
Yep. Or Fort Recovery Coldwater, Fort Recovery Parkway. Cause
not
it's,
Parkway.
Well, that's a natural.
They hold their own already.
I was thinking a natural thing for South Adams.
Yeah. But. Pretty cool. Take a break. It's 5 after 9 already. Reese sound asleep. Yep. Reese sound asleep.
No, he wasn't.
He was in a good deep sleep, man.
He was zonked.
He was concentrating.
Reese. He's looking at his baseball stuff already. Look at his autographs.
Nope. Yep.
Huh?
Nope.
Who's your girlfriend?
Don't have one.
Reese.
I don't.
Nobody's listening.
Keep her that
I don't
way.
Care.
I do not have one.
We'll be right back.
Sports. Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Recovery Radio wants to congratulate Will Homan on being selected as the 2017 Division 6 Offensive Player of the Year for the state of Ohio. And Andrew Stocker was selected as All-Ohio First Team Defensive Lineman. Again, congratulations to Will Homan for being selected as Division 6 Offensive Player of the Year and to Andrew Stocker for being selected as First Team Defensive Lineman. The fans of Fort Recovery football are proud of you.
We're back.
And we are back.
We just heard the promo there was just talking about congratulations to Will and Andrew and
we'll talk about who's in the studio. We'll talk to them guys here in a little bit. We'll finish up here with Coach Patch. Coach, you as we look back at the league coming up this year, and I think all the roads probably go through Versailles.
I'd say them or Minster are probably the favorites early on.
I forgot about Minster.
Minster's good. Good.
They got that. What'd you say the freshman girl was?
Wolf girl.
How good is she?
She's pretty good.
We're top four, right?
Could be, yeah.
We can beat anybody.
Yeah, and that's the thing with basketball.
We'll be a team nobody wants to play.
No, right.
And, you know, for us, you know, we'll shoot it a lot from the outside this year. And, you know, we have one of those games where if, you know, a lot of our kids are on, then
we catch fire. Look out.
We could be really dangerous. And, you know, hopefully we don't have too many of those nights where, you know, we don't have a couple people on. But, you know, when you kind of play like that, you know, you can surprise some people. And hopefully, you know, the nights we need those kids to be on, everyone will be on.
I feel like with your young kids, too, I mean, your daughter and Val, you know, I think that's going to be the beginning of the year to the end of the year. There could be some huge improvements out of them, too. I mean, I could see them being huge part of it. You know, we get to tournament time, get all that playing under your belt and stuff, and I think it'll be a big deal.
Oh, that's, you know, that's something where, you know, there's not a lot of size with some teams. You know, some teams have that and some don't, and so, you know, we're fortunate enough to have two girls.
Yep.
You know, but not just be big, but, you know, big girls that can play and
be athletic. That's right. I mean,
and so I think, you know, I think, you know, as Bob had said about Val possibly being our wild card, I think that's kind of, you know, I think that kind of hits the nail on the head. Is, yep. You know, she could, I think she has a big upside. I think she has a lot
huge
of potential.
Huge upside. Yeah.
And, you know, I think if she can make progress and strides, you know, I think that could be a difference maker for us.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Well, Coach, one thing that you can bet is that, and I think the whole town feels this way, is that when it comes game time, and it's down the stretch, that we will not be outcoached. And I think that that's always a feather in your cap. And I'm not just saying that because we're friends. I'm saying that because in the years we've followed Fort Recovery basketball,
we're so prepared.
It is. Yeah.
It's incredible.
And with you and Vonnie,
Yeah. And them guys don't mess around.
No,
with
that's pretty good. And you know, sometimes you ask me in FIFA for what you know, some advice.
Exactly.
And we're there for you. You know what I'm saying? You
are. We're sounding boards.
I mean, we're just banking off of us. We'll throw it at you. So, Coach, good luck to you, buddy. And it's going to be a great season.
Another great season, buddy.
And folks, get up there. I know tomorrow it's a long haul up there. But it's an exciting time of the year. And if you can't make it up there tomorrow, we got our home opener on Saturday against Walpock, a good team.
Be a good team.
And let's get in there and support these girls because, you know, there ain't nothing like. That's exactly right. There ain't nothing like our good girls crowd for following our girls basketball because we are able to make that gym into a pretty dang good home court advantage.
Fun advantage.
Well, Coach E, thanks for coming up. We're going to take a break. Yep. We're coming back up with our seniors and our All-State football
players.
Got a couple
All-Staters in the house.
Oh, what's your hat? Is that Ohio State with OH or what is it?
Ohio State.
Okay. That's the ugliest hat I've ever seen. I'm a Buckeye fan. We'll be right back.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home basketball game with St. Mary's will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7.
See ya.
We back?
Yep.
We are back here in the studio Wednesday night. We just talked to Coach Patch,
I'm
varsity girls. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Bobby's ready to go. I'm ready to go. We got a couple, I tell you what, we got a couple special kids in here tonight. They just came out this week. Both made first team All-State in football.
Correct.
I tell you what, we got Mr. Will Holman and Mr. Andrew Stalker. How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Good.
Can't complain.
Are you in the Movember, no shave November going on, or what's going on?
I guess.
Full beard.
Full beard.
What's going on? You got nothing. You ain't got one hair. You got zero.
There's something there. You just can't see it.
Huh?
There's something there. You can't see it.
I'm just saying. I'm the same way.
Invisible.
I actually shaved. I took a shower about 3 o'clock this morning. I had to go to work in.
Get her done?
Yeah. And I just took my time in there, and I had that sucker just smooth as could be.
Baby's butt.
Yeah, baby's butt.
Yes, sir.
How about these two clowns?
Unbelievable.
It's awesome. Yeah, it is awesome. And in the history of our football program, what started when, Neil?
1992,
we started playing football at Fort Kerry High School.
Yes, sir.
So if I do your math right, that's 25 years.
25 years.
25 years. How many first-team All-Stars we had in 25 years, Fee?
Probably looking at two of them.
I think these are the only two.
That might be it.
First of all, congratulations. That's a hell of an honor, and I'm damn proud to say that. And me and Fee talked about that.
I'll tell you what, Bobby. No, I mean, this guy don't miss any games. I mean, this guy is Mr. Four Recovery. In your opinion... We've been around since 92.
Yep.
Best running back in Fort Recovery history. Who you got?
Probably, I mean, he's top three.
He's close.
I wouldn't go Will.
How about best lineman?
We know.
Best lineman.
It is Mr. Wilhelm and Mr.
We got two of the best.
Andrew Stocker. And then Fee, we talked earlier. These guys will be in our Hall of Fame someday.
Oh, absolutely.
Not Will.
Huh?
Not Will.
Not Will's out.
Will's out.
Will's out.
Whatever you
yeah, Henry. What's going on?
Character.
Yeah, yeah.
Character issues.
First of all, guys, when we talked about...
friendly.
First team All-State, but Offensive Player of the Year. Now that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great year. Could have went longer, but
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We gave it all we got and just didn't end the way we wanted it to.
Yeah, that's right. And after it's all said and done, and then you're watching Marion play for state title, and you're watching Minster play for state title, a couple teams that
were right
the first time we played, we probably gave Marion their second hardest game of the year. Over there, the first time we played them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
we had them on the ropes, and they made
it. We did. Third quarter, we lead.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And looking at that and then seeing Minster, if we would have just had about four less boys.
We needed less boys.
We'd have took our chances in that D7 this year.
We'd have gave it everything we had in D7.
But to say, you know, you guys are first team Division VI, that's pretty dang cool stuff and well deserved. And Andrew, we've been watching you grow up and you know what? You're just a stud and your second, when we won state 2 years ago, is when you really made a name for yourself. I think that in that game, you dominated that game. And everybody seen how damn good he was.
Yeah.
And
that was back in the good days when you only had one guy blocking you.
Right. Absolutely. And when you look back at that run, and we had talked with Caleb Martin, called in earlier, and he talked, congratulated both of you guys, you know. It's
very proud about that.
That's right. But when you look back at your career, okay, did you ever dream, like when you thought about football, I mean, junior high, how good a player was you?
He was good.
Yeah, pretty good, I guess.
I mean, what position? Was you a lineman?
He played linebacker. As seventh grader, he played linebacker, and he just destroyed guys. I mean,
yeah.
It'd be him and Matt Keese every single day in practice just knocking heads.
Beating each other to death.
And I would be all the way on the other side because I didn't want to get hit by those two guys. I can tell you one thing. I'm glad I never had to get hit by him or Matt Keese or one of those two guys. Because
that's probably why you turned out to be a good running back. So I ain't letting them big
them
bastards
boy boys ain't hitting me. I'm running. Now, so, you guys in junior high were really good, right?
Yeah, we were.
I mean, you're 2 years in junior high. How many games did you lose?
Two games. We lost two games.
I was going to say, you didn't lose very many.
Marion and who?
Anna, our eighth grade year. And we lost Anna like 35-33. And they had like 60 guys lined up on their sideline from Sydney. And we have like 18.
That's exactly right, too.
So, Andrew, you got first team All-State. And as far as last year, was you honorable mention? You didn't get anything last year, did you?
I don't think so.
You got hosed, bud. Huh?
Boys couldn't find him.
Well, I think so, too.
What the hell?
I think so, too.
Don't get it.
Looking back, best game you ever played. You have one that stuck out, you thought, damn, I was tremendous this game. Because, I mean, we have radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
We have radio shows. I was good.
We walk out, it was a good show.
You know? You ever have a game where
Hall
you thought,
show today.
That was pretty good. State championship game, was that?
Yeah, that was probably one of my best games.
When you look back at that, and you have unbelievable support. I mean, your family. First of all, mom's crazy.
Oh, mom's fired up.
I love her too. If you don't love that woman,
Jesus is biting grin.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome.
She's with every play,
play.
And of course, your mom's nuts too. So
yeah,
but when you look back at it, Andrew, and your years here at Fort Recovery, and they go fast. No doubt about it. They go fast. But when you see the little kids down there, what advice do you give the kids who start out and they all look up to you and you see, just work your butt off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Talk about the weight room and what that did for you.
Well, like in middle school, I was probably one of the smallest kids. And it kind of just went, Curtis or someone invited me in the summer to go lift, and
that
kind of took off.
That was the animal. That's when the animal was born. Yeah,
that's what it was.
That's awesome. So you just kind of took a liking to the weight room, man.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome. So did you get in there? I mean, it probably be with you and Kesey. It probably kind of became some competition in there. Who could lift the most?
Oh yeah, it still is.
That's awesome.
You guys still hitting her hard? All right. Now, is the kids lifting now, the underclassmen, are they still in there working, or they take a break, or how's that work?
Are you saying like
as football players?
Football player. I mean, we started. We probably took after football, we like just kind of maxed out a little bit, and then we go down to lighter weight, just like sets of eight, so we can build our way back up to where we were. Like we go lightweight and lots of reps for like 4 or 5 weeks, and then we work our way back up to. We probably took 2 or 3 weeks off or something like
that. So Willie, like, yeah, I was gonna say, like, from your last game of football last year. Did you wait till after Christmas, or did you 2 or 3 weeks, you guys jump back in the weight room and say, let's go get it?
I think last year was when we were done with football. We were...
Well, we played Minster.
End of November. I mean, yeah. End of November.
So end of November.
I think I took off, like, block kind of just lets you, especially with me, all my carries I got last year, and I had hamstring problems. So I think right. I was probably a month where I didn't really go heavy, or
yeah.
I would say probably...
Take a little break here.
I think I started lifting every Christmas break where I started going heavy again.
Okay.
How's your finger?
We're waiting on surgery to come.
Let me see. You like that?
Here it is, but then...
I can't...
I can't bend it. No.
Can't bend it.
Can't... I mean, I can grab onto things, but, like, it hurts when I grab onto things. And
your girlfriend listen?
She said she was going to. I don't know if she is right
if
now.
If she don't, we're breaking up.
I'll see what she says. She just texted me. I'll see
what she says. Oh, she's listening.
She says listening.
She's
love her.
God. Give a shout out.
Had a girl.
Hi, Kendra.
Oh.
How about your girlfriend? She listening?
Oh, yeah.
Does she listen?
Say hi, Claire. Sock.
Give her a shout out.
Hi,
Claire.
Oh. Hey, love, Grant.
He is a softy.
Going back to Stalkers, best game that I ever played. I don't know if it was the best game that I ever played, but the game... You guys said state championship game. The first game I realized Stalker was as good as he was. His freshman year, we played week 10 at St. Henry.
Yep.
That was the first year we beat St. Henry. And Stalker came in probably the third or fourth quarter. And you could see, right when he came in, he was like, they were like, who is this guy? Because he gets through the line and he's running down Mitchell Stallman, who's a third-year starter. And we were on the sidelines like, this is the best thing I've ever watched. And then he came out versus Marion and did the same thing the next week. I mean, he was in the backfield the whole game. He just couldn't finish the plays. I mean, he was there every
best
play.
Hit. Who'd you hit? You had to have a best hit.
Yeah, that one. I think I killed him.
Yeah. Is there any chance this guy dies?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Quit, you're allowed to brag a little, bud. It's brag time.
It's brag time. Absolutely.
He's not a bragger.
If not, I will. I mean, I remember. There's a couple hits in high school I remember, but the one I remember the most.
New Bremen.
New Bremen and Minster 8th grade year. Minster 8th grade year, he picks a kid up, and he's always famous for his helicopter tackles because he was 100 pounds more than this quarterback. He grabs the quarterback, and he's got him like midair, and the ref, they're like blowing the whistle. Stalker spikes the kid to the ground, broke his arm. They kicked him off the field. They're like, you're not playing the rest of the game. I got off the sideline. I'm like, what were you doing? He's like, I had a midair. I could not spike it.
You know what? Dave Blockberger, who we love.
Block. Yeah, Block's awesome.
Blockberger said that this kid is as close. Now, he said this when he was an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm.
He is as close to Ross Holman as a kid he's ever seen at that age.
Yeah.
Ross Holman went on to play at Ohio State.
Absolutely.
Turned out to be a pretty damn good football player.
Really good football player.
That's a pretty good comparison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Block said he's never seen an eighth grader dominate a game like this crazy bastard did. And that's
unbelievable.
That is pretty cool. You what's your game plan? Are you done with sports? Are you tracking, or what are you doing?
I think I'm done.
You're not gonna shot put and
car take a break?
I don't think so.
Giving her up. Your track coach is gonna be all over you trying to get you to play, and but you're thinking it's time to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
You got the shit beat out of you, didn't you? I mean, really. I mean, you worked your butt off, and to think that there ain't some tired old bones in there.
Yeah,
I'm sure that there's some burnout.
Now, how do you feel, Andrew? Early, you got to go head to head with guys, and obviously you proved I'm gonna kill somebody head to head. But when you're double teamed constantly, does that just drive you crazy, or do you feel like, all right, boys, you come over to me, somebody else is gonna get them? You know, I mean, Lefevre. I mean, he became our...
Made a living off of it.
I mean, he made a living off you, having two guys, and he come flying in and killed the quarterback late, right, one after another, you know? And he even said it. What was it all to do to you, bringing the other guy in? But, I mean, doesn't that get frustrating? I mean, you just got to be thinking, what the heck? Let me just go one-on-one with somebody one time.
Sometimes, but I mean, yeah, I do take up two or three people and a lot of people.
You know that's got to be a good thing. I mean, I guess it's a bad thing, but it's a good thing because you know your teammates are going to take care of it on the other side.
I mean, versus St. Henry at the end of the year, they were sending guard center, and then they had the back blocking him. It didn't matter. He was still getting to the quarterback. No matter how many guys they sent, I don't know if he was going to get the sack
in
the game.
Yes. This year, my funnest thing with you this year was blocking punts. You were an inch away from blocking 10 punts this year.
If you would have put longer gloves on.
Yeah, you had big, long fingers on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. He was that guy so close. Yeah. I don't know how many times. And you got a couple, I think.
I think I got one this year.
Did you get one? I was going to say, I thought you had at least one. Yeah. Man, you were close on a bunch.
You, the first game of the year we played and against Lehman, and the first half, their quarterback was tremendous.
He was tremendous.
And in that game, we made some adjustments and kind of turned you a little more loose. And basically, I don't want to say this, but you won the game for us that first game. And without that game, we don't make the playoffs.
No, that's
absolutely right.
You know, and that adjustment by coach and you turning that game around probably saved our season because we can't lose that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to come out of the gate first game and lose. And you know that that's going to be such an uphill battle because we knew it was going to be a battle with our schedule to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we had that one pegged as a no doubt we have to win.
Yep,
that's right. And it could have been ugly, but you did. We did a great job in the second half of that game.
How about John Dirksen? Good kid to rent play against.
Oh yeah.
So is there mutual respect there? I mean, is there something like sometime you help each other up, say good hit, good block, or anything like that? You
not
talk
really.
Much. Maybe you talk much to the other kids.
Yeah, after the games.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, but.
You don't talk like when you hit somebody. You ever growl?
No.
You never growl?
Knock quarterback down? I'll be right back.
See you ever say anything like that?
No.
I'll be right back.
Do you have any bone in your body that's a little bit on the cocky side? I don't think he does.
He's the greatest kid.
You want your kid to marry this kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
Yeah, and then there's this guy over here. How about you? You ever hit somebody and say,
that was a good one?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know. There's just times in the field where, like, and most of the time I'm not talking because I'm so tired from running the ball.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, if there's a hit here or there, I mean, you help the kid up, but then you let him know that you hit him. I mean, that's one thing about us. I mean, we're the team that you want to play against. We're always going to help you up. But, I mean,
absolutely.
We'll help you up, but we're going to let you know that we hit you.
Yeah, right.
But we're going to show up. We're going to come right at you the next play, which that's,
What was your favorite touchdown? I mean, you had a bunch of them.
In my career or this year?
Career.
I don't even know off the top of my head. Commercials, I gotta think about this. I'd say.
I mean, I'm trying to think of some of that.
He had a run this year.
You run against St. Henry.
Minster last year, regular season, that was the game I didn't know if I was gonna play in that game. My hamstring was hurting, and it was third. I think we were up a touchdown, and we were just told we were gonna run it under throw, and then. The game was pretty much basically over, but I broke safety in the corner, came and spin between me, and then I scored. That was probably the last year of my favorite touchdown. But
The 2-point conversion this year at Minster was pretty awesome. Minster.
I mean, every game
that
you
was awesome. We
played a bunch of fun games for Minster.
We have. They've been a great rival.
Yeah,
I agree. You guys. So when you look back, and let's say you're bedtime, you can't sleep, and you close your eyes, and you think about your season and stuff like that, and does your thoughts go back to, like, state championship stuff, or does it go back to recent stuff that you know what I'm saying? Like, when you think back to the funnest times that you've had playing at Fort Recovery.
When I'm just messing around and I don't have anything to do, I'll pull up the iPad, and I'll watch stuff for my sophomore year, because that season was
magic.
Awesome. Yeah, it was magic. Yeah. That's like, I'd say 2 weeks ago, Speedy's over, and we were talking about the Minster game, and we just pulled it up, and he's just making fun of himself the whole game. He's got about every play remembered from that state game just from watching it, but I mean, that game, it was magical.
That was fun.
I don't,
It was my worst year, but like that was the year that everything like I remember just off the top of my head, and then the other stuff just kind of meshes together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
10 years from now, where are you living?
I don't know, probably around here. I mean,
yeah. My baby. Yeah. 10 years from now, where are you at?
I'll definitely be around here.
You gonna coach football? You gonna help coach football? Is that something you'd do?
Possibility.
There you go.
You'd be a tremendous line. I mean, you think about...
Be a great line coach.
And when Brent talks about, like, Speedy Shane and yeah. them guys coming aboard and Cody and them boys.
Yeah.
And talks about how that's how you... I'm going to sneeze, so go ahead.
But what he's saying is basically, when you guys come back...
I got bronchitis.
You know everything. He's dying.
He's dying.
I'm better now. That's a hell of a sneeze.
That's good.
I do think I farted when I sneezed earlier.
Yeah, a little bit.
You guys ever do that?
Not usually.
Really?
Well,
I think it's because I'm old.
I think it's because you're old.
Right. There we go. Let's take a break. It's 9:30. We're coming right back. First team, All-State Division 6. Will Homan, Andrew Stocker, in-house.
Do the best.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't feel like making supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. And it's time to start reserving a time for your Christmas get-togethers at Miracle Lanes. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or planning ahead for the holidays, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
We have lots of sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. In addition to the start of the boys and girls basketball seasons, we'll be broadcasting OHSAA Radio's coverage of the state final football games from Canton. We'll broadcast all or part of every championship game, only interrupted by our Indians basketball broadcasts, and all the football games will be available in their entirety in our archives. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you every JV and varsity game for both the boys and girls, and here's what's coming up this week. Thursday, the girls start their season by traveling to Convoy to take on the Crestview Knights. Reese Rogers and Steve Stone will bring you the action live with the JV game starting at 6. Then on Friday, the boys begin their season by hosting the St. Mary's Rough Riders with Fort Recovery Radio's JV coverage starting at 6. Then we'll simulcast the varsity game with WPGW. Then on Saturday, the girls will host Wapakoneta with a JV broadcast starting at noon, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will also bring you the varsity action. On Saturday evening, the boys will travel to Greenville to take on the Green Wave with the JV broadcast starting at 6, followed by Reese Rogers and Jeff Vaughn broadcasting the varsity action live on Fort Recovery Radio. Lots of sports on Fort Recovery Radio this weekend. Girls basketball at Crestview on Thursday and at home on Saturday at noon against Wapakoneta. Boys basketball Friday hosting St. Mary's and Saturday evening at Greenville. And in between all the Fort Recovery sports, we'll be broadcasting as many of the OHSAA's official broadcasts of the football championship games as we possibly can. Sports, sports, and more sports right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians, and this weekend, the home of OHSAA football.
Little Billy Joel.
A bartender. He was a
and Mr. Cacciatore's down on Sullivan Street, across from the medical center. And he's shaving on his every bar on Cadillac.
That's good stuff right there.
Who you request this?
You a Billy Joel guy?
Billy Joel guy, yeah.
Love Billy Joel.
You ever go see him in concert?
Never.
Me, you, Fee, and Stock's gone.
We're going. Where's he at?
Let's go. New
York? I think my parents wanted to see him in Chicago.
Why you brag?
I don't
know. Reason to brag, Reese.
Hey, yeah, Reese. I mean,
Reese.
Hey, thanks for inviting us to go with you guys.
You guys want
to
go? Neil Drybo would have to leave 2 days in advance.
And we're going to Wilshire.
Neil drives 40.
55. I drive 61.
Double deck.
I drive 61 in my car.
Do you really? What do you think of Reese's mustache?
It's incredible.
I mean, what do you
There's
think of that?
Better than that mustache.
Sweet little duster.
I wish I could grow a duster like that.
He's got a great duster, don't he?
Well, he can grow something.
I shaved it, yeah.
I mean,
my duster gets better than Reese's for
sure. Let's talk about next year, your plans. So, any windows opened up? Or are you still St. Francis? Any other schools looking at you?
I mean, I've been talking to a couple other Division II schools.
Really?
Are you all right?
I think like Walsh is supposed to come into school, and then I've been talking to a good Ohio Dominican for a visit. So I think there's some options, and then just from there, whatever I think it's the best.
What's the best for you?
Best for me for schooling and money. And
are you going to play football next year?
Right now, it's looking like I'll go play football next year. Yeah.
Good. How about you, big fella? What's your game plan?
I'll probably go in the workforce. Yeah. I've been taking TriStar. This is my second year, so.
Yeah. Good for you.
Looking at what in TriStar?
Machining, manufacturing.
Oh, awesome.
Perfect.
There's a lot of good places around here you can get be a good machinist. There's no doubt about that.
Pretty good money right off the bat.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely.
I like it.
No desire to go to the next level?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun, but I'm not much of a school person. And
yeah.
At least you know it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you realize that school sucks, and guess what? It's not.
No point in wasting the year.
I mean, I turned out.
Yeah.
Look at me. You can always use me as an example.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
So now he's going to school.
Right now he's going up to the guidance counselor tomorrow.
Please get me to school.
Get me the hell out of here, please. Yeah. You, expectations this year, make the playoffs. Did you ever dream that you would have a season like this, Will? I mean, in your wildest dreams, did you ever dream you'd rush for 2,000 yards or whatever? How many yards you have?
I mean, that was my goal coming into this year. Last year my goal was 2,000 yards, and I was hurt and couldn't get it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, degree. I kind of, in my back of my head, I'm always thinking, like, this team can't stop me. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's 2,000 yards is a lot of yards, but it's also a goal I've set, and I mean, I worked for it, so.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Right.
Great goal.
And you stayed healthy.
Yeah, that was the main part this year. I felt great the whole year. Yeah. So
we sit up there, you know, and we're like, I hand the ball to Will. Yeah. I mean, it's not brain surgery, Toby.
Toby. Give him the ball.
Toby, I'm going to text him. I'll say, Toby, what are you doing?
8 yards. Let's throw it.
No.
8 yards. Just keep doing the 8 yard thing. Works good.
And we, you know, Toby Metzger, there isn't a guy who loves football more than that guy.
He's
helped you guys, he's I'm awesome. Sure. Yeah.
I'll spend 7 straight years. He's been the guy that's called plays for me. So, I mean,
yeah. Right. Right. And Coach Niekamp, I mean, how can you not love that guy?
Oh, I mean, he's awesome. Yeah.
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 Well, here's this is something it started in 92. Yep. So we've been, 25 years, 26 years in that area. 26th year. And there's been a lot of kids that played football before recovery. And I'd say their goal was to make the playoffs.
Yep.
And you guys did it 4 years in a row.
That's nuts.
That is so awesome. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's kids back there. I mean, when my son's one of them, would have killed to have a chance to play in that playoff. And I think what you guys brought to this community, I don't think this community understood football playoffs, how fun that is, how neat that is. You know, we used to laugh about it, you know, 10 years ago when Miami going to state, it's 12 degrees out. them stupid some bitches are going to they're freezing to death. We're going to go play basketball. We don't care about that. Little did we know how much fun we were going to have once we got into this thing.
You could not have said it better. We had no idea how much fun.
I had no clue how much fun it is.
Football is.
And I think you guys brought the community something that we would, I don't think we'd ever would have known. It's just neater than hell. And you got a tradition going now. And I think, hopefully, that you've brought it to the kids that are coming up, you know, and keep them hungry. You know, this is what we want. This is what we expect. We want to be in the playoffs every year, you know, because good things will happen. You never know.
Well, you got a neat call after you broke the record, Doug Speck's record, and talk a little bit about the phone call you got on that Sunday afternoon.
I was Saturday morning already, actually. I was taking the ACT after the game, and then I saw my phone had a message. And I was like, Doug Speck called me, so I gave him a phone call back, and he called me, and we probably talked for 5-10 minutes, and he said, I wanted to watch you come play. He's like, people said you ran like me, and I just thought it was an honor that he'd call me, because, I mean, I knew that was the guy I've been chasing for the last 7 years, so I thought it was neat that he would take his time and call me.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and that's a guy who gets it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he just gets
exactly
it.
Right.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's pretty damn
and
cool.
And that's something neat that the MAC's got a little brotherhood thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
And we will beat each other to a pulp, but once they get on, you know, they go on, we're going to root for them. You know, we're going to root for them.
Well, John Dirksen's a perfect example. Now, this kid's going to Notre Dame, okay? And you butted heads with Dirksen a lot. And that's something where who knows what will happen to Dirksen.
Oh, yeah.
He has a chance, as big and strong as he is.
Sundays. Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He could play Sundays.
And he gets
the
body. Yeah. And you guys are going to be able to say, you know what?
I remember.
Beat his ass.
I never did. I had him a couple times.
Yeah.
That'll be neat to talk about.
Yeah. They got a nice team. And it's going to be hard for Kirkland to beat them, I think.
I mean, yeah, I've watched them the last two Fridays, actually. My cousin plays for them. So.
Right. Are you going to go up?
I'm going up Friday morning with my uncle, and then I'm going up Saturday morning, coming back and going back Saturday morning.
Why don't you stay over?
Got to be back for the Postminster celebration.
So. Oh, yeah. Because you're a little sweetheart.
Yeah, totally.
It's all right. You going up?
I'm not sure.
Did you go to any playoff games after we lost?
I went to Coldwater and, what was it? LCC, I think.
Yeah. Did you guys go together?
No, I didn't go to that game. I was home with that one. But.
Why? Well, with your girlfriend?
No. They're playing games on Friday nights. They play both on Fridays.
Don't yell at me. Do not yell at me. I hate getting yelled at.
I went to Marion Coldwater, then I went to Liberty Benton, and I don't think, I don't know anything about, I know Kirtland's really good, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's going to be hard to slow down Marion's run game.
Boy, they're good right now. Like Bobby said, I mean, they get in the playoffs, and they just turn the oven up, boys. Okay, we're going to turn the switch up a little bit. It's going to get tough to beat us.
I mean, Goodwin, he just throws everything at teams then. I mean, he puts their.
He does.
Right now, he's got their best, Dirksen, Mesher, and Hillsman all on the right side of the line. They're on sweeps, and
they're going to be good.
Deal with that.
There's not been one team that's been able to slow down that sweep play this whole year. And I've watched the last 2 weeks, and you play with it on the field, and then you go up in the stands, like all the way up top, and it's just, you know it's coming before the play's going, and it's so hard to stop.
Okay, so the neatest human being in Fort Recovery is Ross Holman.
Yeah,
he's just a neat bird.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Awesome.
So we are at the Marion Game Tournament. Me and Fee is in row 3.
Mm-hmm.
Bill and Calby are in row 2.
I was there right down the line from
and
you guys.
Ross Holman is in row 5. And Ross is calling every play.
Every play.
And he don't get any of them right.
No.
Sweep right.
Dive in the middle.
We
were laughing.
He's such a moron. Yeah, I love it.
Colleagues sit by him in all the games or whatever. So they're saying they're at him against Minster or something. And mom's up there yelling in the stands like, come on. Just come on, guys. And Ross stands up and looks back at her like, what are you yelling for? And the colleagues get Ross. He's there with a sucker in his mouth and yelling the whole game. Let's go, Dave!
Oh, shoot.
He's got spit flying everywhere.
That guy was fired up.
He was fired up.
He is a neat bird.
Yeah.
such a
So now let's go to the important thing. How about baseball?
Ooh.
You going to get that finger fixed?
I think I'll get it fixed for baseball, but I'm not going to be able to do much of the winter stuff with my finger.
Right, that's what I wondered.
When you have surgery?
Right now it's set for January 4th, so I'm supposed to have two surgeries with it, though. Like, one to get it, the tendon removed, and another one to put in a new one for it, so.
No kidding. Hmm. I don't like that. You ever had surgery?
Nope.
You ever hurt? You miss that game?
Yeah, freshman year, Parkway game.
What happened?
I think it was a freshman game. I got, like, speared in the leg, and I could barely walk. For like weeks.
Did they? Like weeks. Missed one game.
Missed one game.
Couldn't walk for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You didn't make it up for senior day. Was you up here for seniors?
No, I didn't.
Didn't like us? Just what?
I'll talk to us about it.
Huh? You didn't hear about it? I'll kill you.
I think I texted him. I don't know.
He's at school. Blame it on Will.
Yeah, blame it on
Will.
Blame it on Will. Might as well blame it on Will.
Blame it on Will.
Talk a little bit about your senior class and your buddies and what it was like for 4 years to play with them guys. And pretty close-knit group.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're... Our teachers kind of think we're kind of weird because we're so close. But, I mean, we're as close as they come because over the last... You play 4 years with anyone, you're going to become close to them. But we just... Those 4 years when you work in the weight room, you just have to become closer. You're going to hate every moment of it. But we've been through the state championship together. I mean, we've been through the last 2 years of getting into playoffs, and it's just
awesome. You guys didn't have a whole lot of bad times. It's kind of fun.
It makes it a lot better when you're winning games.
Well, you know, there's something to be said about that foxhole mentality where you guys have a bond that you'll do anything for each other. And you started it 4 years ago, well, actually probably 6 years ago, playing junior high football.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's carried over all the way to your till now.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about football, and that's the great thing about team sports, is that bond that you'll always have with your buddies.
Coach Niekamp always talks about that. Either. I mean, especially in football. I mean, football's just that, the gridiron sport that, I mean, and you'll remember either the freshman that you had on your team that senior year, you just, they're always there. Like,
he always
talks about when he's, the 1999 state championship team. Mr. Bruns is always still his coach. It's just awesome.
He's always going to be my coach.
Yeah,
you know, that's pretty cool.
Do you sign Eli Manning, if you're Cleveland Brown, for 2 years as your quarterback and bring up a young kid?
I think they should try to sign Kirk Cousins, but there's no chance he'd even... I don't think there's any chance Eli Manning would have a reason to come to Cleveland, but if I'm Cleveland, yeah, I'd try to
sign him.
There's
about six of them going up this year.
The list of quarterbacks.
It's the coaching and quarterbacks. No one wants to come to Cleveland, even if...
I don't know.
Darnold said he's going to stay at USC.
He ain't going to stay. He said it, but...
I don't know.
Garrett said the same thing. Well, remember Miles Garrett said...
Kelly signed for the Browns, and then he left because he didn't want to be in Cleveland. I mean...
It is just a... Are you a Browns fan?
Nope. Seahawks fan.
Excuse me?
Seahawks?
Are you kidding, right?
Nope.
What state you live in there, bub?
Ohio.
And where's Seattle?
Washington.
And explain, please.
Kind of started to like
it. You can't name two players on Seattle's team.
Russ.
Would you shut up or I'll hit you with... Browns, you coming aboard or not?
I don't think so.
First of all, you can play for them.
The Browns are winning this Sunday. Josh Gordon saved Bengals. The Browns season. 5-11.
Not winning. We're not winning a game now.
Josh Gordon over 200 yards this
week. We have Green Bay at home in 2 weeks. That's our last
Rogers
shot.
Coming back? Is Rodgers
could be
he's done
back.
Until the 15th. Week 15. And we play in week 14.
He looked pretty solid. Right.
He's throwing at 70 yards.
I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers. He can throw.
Yeah, but we play in the week before he comes back. We're winning. 1-15. No. Nope.
If they need 3 wins in a row to come back to get in the playoffs, Rodgers will be playing week 14.
He ain't loud.
Because
the IR, you have to stay out.
Oh, 8 weeks. Okay, whatever.
Exactly.
It is, yeah.
Right. So he can't.
So he can't come back.
So we're winning. We're beating.
Perfect. No.
No chance. No chance.
Still no
Would
chance.
You like a better
Reese,
pop
take
right
off
now?
The microphone. We've...
Yeah.
Reese, I will kill you.
No chance.
I will hit you with this.
Green Bay just played their best game of the
year. I don't give a you know what, Reese.
Browns are dialing in.
No,
we're coming.
Getting ready to make a run.
Kizer looked good the other day.
Oh, jeez.
Kizer's not the answer.
Kizer is next.
Go to my third last retweet.
You dumbass. I'll tell you. No, I don't need to look at your retweets.
I'll show it to you. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's not pretty.
Here it is.
I have not gave up on him.
See Tiger today? drove 340.
Yeah, I seen your tweet.
Did he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tiger's back. Feeling good.
It'll be interesting to see how he plays tomorrow. Oh, Jesus. The chain around.
Turnover chain. Sean Kizer.
Hurricane turnover chain.
He's got the turnover chain.
What are you talking about?
Browns.
How Reese made us mad. Why'd you do that? We was in a good mood. Everything's going great. Had a great conversation.
Yeah, Reese took us down. Killed us.
Brings us down.
Turned us all against each other.
What you getting your girlfriend for Christmas?
She's not sure listening. Yet.
Oh, God. Come on. What are you thinking?
He's not going to tell me.
Necklace?
Maybe.
And a good gift and bracelet.
Jewelry.
Hey, no. Get her one of those. You talking to?
Talking to
microphone.
No, you dipstick.
Karaoke.
No, you talking to say, hey, play this or
Siri.
Siri.
Yeah.
What is it?
Echo or
Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Yeah.
You in or out?
I'm buying for like $26 on Amazon right now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, they are.
They were like $60.
Oh, give me three.
Jewelry.
You get, what'd you get in your little sweetie?
It's a problem. I have no clue.
Really?
Remember, she's listening.
Gift card. Well. Get them all gift cards. Girls love gift cards.
Gift cards. Oh, yeah. That's always good. Yeah.
$40 gas card.
Gas card.
I'm the worst giver in the world.
I hate getting gifts, too. So I hate hard. Giving.
It's
hate
so
it.
Hard.
I hate giving. I hate getting.
Bad.
No. Mine's the same thing every year.
Yeah.
I go to Jody's parents. They gave me a 2XL flannel shirt. I can only button two buttons. It's the most unbelievable thing. And a can of peanuts.
Hey, you got beach peanuts.
Mixed nuts, too. I hate mixed nuts.
Ooh, cashews. Come on.
I hate mixed nuts.
Throw me some cashews.
I'd take a can of cashews. I even take the generic Sam's Club cashews.
Yeah.
Do not get me mixed cocktail nuts. The worst. Agree or not?
I eat nuts, but like not...
You don't like all
the... I don't like all the... Yeah, the nuts mixed together.
Thank you.
Give How about you? Yeah. Give me honey roasted and I'll be happy.
Honey roasted?
Huh?
Not that picky.
You're not? You eat anything?
Oh, yeah.
If you got to go out to eat, best place to eat, where are you going? You and Claire are going to go out a little romantic supper. Where are we going? Come on.
El Camino, probably.
Everybody goes... You can't beat El Camino.
El Camino's the best.
Yeah. What's your favorite? What do you get over there?
El Tio Nachos.
El Tio Nachos. Chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Ooh,
that's what I get every time.
Dialed in.
Will, what are you?
Waffle House.
Jeez.
The Waffle House.
You can't beat the Awful Waffle. I would take that over Roadhouse. I would take that over anything.
Who doesn't love the Waffle House?
Waffle House or Culver's? I mean,
Butterburgers?
Butterburgers.
Can't beat them. Curds with
ice cream.
Concrete mixer. Reese's concrete mixer. Can't beat it.
Not bad. Problem is, there ain't any of them close by. Finley.
Sydney. Nope. I mean, Sydney's close to.
Oh, Sydney's got one, don't they?
Yeah.
Sydney, yeah. Muncie.
Yeah.
Troy.
Country concert this year?
For sure.
You?
Probably.
Did you go last year?
I didn't go last year, no.
Now it's free reigns, ain't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it's showtime, man.
I mean, Toby Keith.
We're going Thursday.
We're excited.
Toby Keith, I'm in.
Oh, that Thursday night
Luke
show.
Luke Combs came out today.
So. Luke Combs, never heard of him.
Play me some Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is a nobody.
Give me Luke Combs, I'll sing it. Reese, play sure
Luke
not heard.
Luke Combs.
When the rains it pours, I'll sing it. It's my favorite song ever.
You ever heard of me? Have you ever heard of it? No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this dude?
Luke Combs.
What night's he on?
Saturday, I think. Just came out
Saturday.
He's small still, but he's got like three or four really good songs.
Who's the Saturday night entertainment
closer?
Eric Church.
Yeah. You Eric Church fan?
Yeah, I'm a big Eric Church fan.
I like Church.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. I don't know how good he is in concert, though. He just kind of stands.
Somebody say he doesn't do much. That place is set up for like Florida Georgia Line or somebody that's going to go up there and just jump up and down.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney here.
Yeah, but we seen Toby Keith. Toby Keith was good. Toby's one of them. He could just fire by up.
He was a Toby Keith, Reese.
Oh, yeah. Toby Keith hadn't had a good song forever. It don't matter. All of his old stuff's tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah. It's like Shania Twain.
He can play 3 hours of music and still be entertained.
Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Boys, I just want to say that Fort Recovery Radio, and I'm speaking for Rick Spencer here, my good friend Mr. Feely and myself are damn proud of you guys.
You betcha.
And what you did, you may not realize it now, is one hell of an honor. Congratulations. First team All-State.
First team
Recovery
All-State.
Indians. First time anybody in Fort Recovery has ever did that.
Thank you.
I want to thank you guys for coming up. I know you're busy.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, we're going up to Crestview.
Crestview.
Girls basketball.
We're opening up the basketball season.
Friday night, boys at home.
Can't go into Whistle Stop?
Oh, that's right.
Bubba.
I'm not going to Whistle Stop. I want that sumbitch over with.
Get it over with.
I'm tired of
it. It's costing us money. Why do?
Yeah. I'm tired of Whistle Stop. That's going to be a zoo tomorrow night.
Larry Hart.
It will be a zoo.
You were there last week.
Yep, I was.
I seen you running.
Running?
What were you doing? You were running 100 miles an hour. I was eating one of the big Polish sausages by a guy made in his yard. That must better be coming
yes,
out of my mouth.
Yes, sir. They're tremendous.
You know.
You okay with it?
Priest Bob was getting an autograph. He knew someone was there.
Heck no.
Beefy Bob said he had three of them. Said it was the best ever.
Is that right? Nick Leonard said they're the greatest sandwich ever.
Yeah, I was like, really?
$5.
$5.
Can't beat it.
Yeah. I like sausage sandwiches, though.
Too bad.
Not too bad. My good friend, Mr. Feely. Thanks again, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Next week, we got on...
Who do we got next week?
We have Ray Coon. Ray Cooney.
Ray, coming up.
Coming in here tomorrow next week with the Fort Recovery. Turn it down a little bit. We got them coming in here with the Fort Recovery. They got a big show going on, Christmas show.
Christmas show.
With the members of...
34th Street.
Yes. And I think the Hickersons.
Coming in?
There are a couple of them
coming up here next one, the 9 o'clock next Wednesday night.
Awesome. Perfect.
Is that on Sports Talk or Insight?
No, it's going to be on the end of our, just like it did last time, because they got practice first, so he asked if he'd come up.
Come up later.
So 9 o'clock, we'll have them guys on next week.
Sounds good.
We'll recap the weekend of basketball.
Hey, and I'll be watching you guys down there rooting on the boys basketball team.
Yep.
Being around you is unbelievable crazy guys.
You guys playing CYO basketball?
I'm going to as long as I remember to my same fingers.
So you got to get your finger fixed.
No.
We put up 80 the first 2 weeks. Or we put up 81 and 75.
Scoring with Will. With Will.
No. We're dominant. We got me, Evan Post, Ethan Shane.
We lost the first game.
We got beat. We put up 70.
Oh, they got beat by McCartyville.
They had this kid.
He put up 70.
And you only had three players.
They did.
You guys finished with four.
Oh, yeah, we did because Rick broke his wrist and two fouled out. Yeah.
So, hey, want to remind everybody we are going to be playing, we're going to be broadcasting all seven of the state championship final games, the OHSAA broadcasts. Some of them will be. Cut off or started early or finished late because of our basketball broadcast. But
they're going
to
be on.
But they'll all be on, and they will all be in our archives.
Perfect.
So you can go listen to OHSAA official broadcasts in addition to, if you're listening to Minster and Marion's games, of course, they'll be on WCSM. But if you want to listen to a different one, those will be in the archives. Neither one of those stations archive their stuff. So,
guys, thanks for coming up, fellas.
You guys,
congratulations.
Awesome.
Good night.
Absolutely,
it was a good night.
Fee.
Yep. We'll do it again next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.